Elon Musk says that in the next couple of years, like maybe five, he definitely has a plan of sending lots of human beings to Mars. And because we are who we are and we do what we do, naturally we go down the rabbit hole of existence,
right?
Whether God exists or doesn't exist, we could believe and not believe. And Jared, you say you have a pretty interesting take or thought about humans.
Like at night, to me, I always think it's odd for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Your entire city or state, for the most part, are all laying down unconscious.
Yes. Very weird.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We're all just like, this is the time we're all just going to be unconscious.
Yes.
And laying on squares.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
weird.
I think that being
so weird.
Going to sleep in general, I think, is so weird because it's just like, you're so trusting that you're going to wake back up. You
right.
know?
Yeah. And your body is like.
Yes. And I also think that when people say, oh, you know, so and so passed in their sleep, I think that's got to be the most beautiful
way.
It has
to be.
Because you don't even, you just.
No.
Go.
Yeah.
You just don't even know.
Right.
I will say, I mean.
Yes.
It does make you really think about it. What. See, this is where I have when I start thinking like that. How do we know? Like, we're a species of feelings. But there's. How do we know that life. And everything around us, for the most part, except for animals and plants, don't really have feelings. Everything doesn't have
feelings. Oh, I definitely think, like, every time I squash an ant, I feel real bad about it.
Right.
That's
I
a
do.
Living thing.
But it's a living thing. And I even think about it with the plants.
But
when plants, when I just let it decay, I think, I'm really sorry about that.
But maybe the species evolved with no feelings. Like, we're just unique because we have feelings. Maybe the world exists because it doesn't have feelings and it keeps going and evolving.
Possibly. But, I mean, they have shown, and I don't know, I know it's hard to believe I'm not a scientist, but they show like the stress of certain plants, like when they're being cut or when they're being, you know, pruned or whatever.
Or they're in freezing conditions.
Somehow they show there's like a stress that they're feeling some sort of stress. Trees when they're getting cut down. Now, this is far out there, and this is not my church at all, but a guy who died, or he says he died, and he saw his body out, and then he was very clear about everything he saw and felt. He said instantly he knew everything about everybody in this hospital setting. He knew that this doctor was cheating on his wife with this person.
Oh, my.
But also good things.
See, like, those are things I do not want to busy my mind
but
with
he
that
also,
nonsense.
But he also didn't feel judgmental of it at all. It was just like instantly in everything he, like, came in contact with, like, had, like, this whole, like, when he touched the desk, instantly, he knew the whole history of the desk, where the seed went into the soil, the plant, all, it was like all instant. It's like incredible amount of information, and then he could travel wherever he wanted to instantly.
Mm-hmm.
And whether you can say it's a dream or not, but if that were to be true, that is fascinating.
Can you understand, both of you guys, that...
And that's when he's out of his body.
Yeah.
If you were agnostic, like
of
my
course.
Point of view, can you understand that you see many times that... We just don't understand it. It's way too big for us to comprehend.
Yes.
So we feel better, and it's stress relieving, anxiety relieving, to, per se, don't get me the wrong wording, but blame it on, it must be a spiritual thing. It must be a God. We just do that because it makes ourselves feel better, and we're always searching for the purpose of life.
Yeah.
So the part of me always is like, we do that because, and there's so much evidence throughout history that we do that with a lot of, with anything, not just God. We just do it with anything.
Mm-hmm.
For all we know, this little metal thing right here that we call inanimate is considered living because it's actually here.
Mm-hmm.
Possible.
Yes, I can see that. I mean, what you can't ignore is that there, and I think that agnostics would agree with this too, you cannot ignore the history of religion.
Right.
I mean, there are lots of things that really, truly did happen. And then there's other things that we just have to have faith that they happened. We just have to either choose to believe or not. But there are certain concrete, like, they happened and they, you know.
Yeah, and whether you believe or not, and it's the great thing about this country, at least for now, is that you can do that, right? I mean, you have 7 billion people on Earth, and most people, the vast majority, ascribe to some sort of higher being.
Yeah.
This is interesting. Like, all cultures, even...
All religions.
Don't even go out into, you know, remote places that haven't been touched by technology in these villages, and they have some sort of belief system.
Well,
I don't know. It's fascinating.
Nobody knows. Nobody can comprehend. Is it possible that just nobody understands the purpose of life and nobody can comprehend? So we
is
have to say something?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. But I knew we were going down this. I knew it.
But if this is all there is...
I'm emotionally exhausted.
Yeah.
I want my money back.
Well,
this is all there is?
Well, why? You got to experience life that most people before nothing.
All this is for nothing?
Listen, here's this. I'm gonna get religious
on you
for a second.
It's nothing to you. It's nothing to you.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I'd feel a little ripped off.
Well, at least you got it.
But the daily grind is not what, and I just said this to Jared because I've been really trying to do some things during Lent, right? But the daily grind, we get caught up in it and it's like, oh, that's, this is all there is. If we are truly enjoying, and it's very hard, and I don't think anybody's capable of doing it 100%. If we truly enjoy every single moment that we're given, it is worth it. The daily grind is not the daily grind.
Yeah.
If we really, truly think that way.
Yeah.
Every breath you take is a gift.
The problem is we have feelings and we have pain and we have suffering.
Responsibilities and bills, and we have arguments and we have relationships. But if you kind of try to make your brain work that way, whether you believe in God or not, just every moment that you're given is a gift.
I think it's a better way to live, for sure. No, I'm saying, like, if this is, life is for no reason except for we live here and then we die and then it's over, that seems odd to me.
Well, but I think the relationships are,
but then they just end.
Well, but you've had it.
No, that's true.
And that's why more and more I think we have to blame it on something, because that's sad. It makes us feel better to think there's something else.
It does, of course.
And I'm real confused about how heaven's going to work, because, like, for your example, Jared, just for you, and even in my own family, but like, I get married. My husband and I in the Catholic faith, we're not going to be married. I mean, we'll know each other, but not bound, you know, because then we're in heaven. But then also, so do our children go with his family? Do our children go with mine? Do I go with my?
I don't think we can comprehend it.
Well, but if it truly exists,
I'll explain it.
Yeah. But then it's like, well, then what's this world for? And it's like, well, am I going to know you in heaven? And then how does that work?
Well, that's the point. We don't know what the world's for, and that's why we lean towards the spiritual.
I'm confused.
That's why my divorces are so traumatic, because our church does believe in eternal marriage. And if you're like you and Ben, let's say you're married in our church, in one of our temples,
right?
Then you'd be married forever, and that bond remains after this life, and your kids are with you and your posterity, so to speak, for eternity.
But what about your family? What about your parents and your mom and dad?
Yeah, I mean, it's all connected.
And then and then your wife's family?
Right, all connected.
And then their family, like...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that, to me, whether you believe it or not, it's a beautiful thing.
Our
church does not.
It's that...
Okay,
yeah,
I didn't know that.
You're not bound by marriage. I mean, you are till you die.
What a blessing.
I'm kidding. But then it's like, you know...
The death is our divorce.
Yeah.
No, I know. I think it's more fair than what we think. And I think it's more glorious than what we could ever comprehend.
That I believe.
Yeah.
I just don't know.
We want to.
And like, where are we going on Thanksgiving?
Right.
You know, in heaven.
Right.
How's that going to work?
Right. But yeah, but without the tension, without the political debates.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yes.
And maybe there'd be some football. I hope.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. But then again, if everyone's perfect, then I mean, who wins?
Don't know.
But anyway, Squid, you don't believe anything, do you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. A little bit.
His mother was a pastor.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think there's plenty of passages that kind of say that, like, there's things we can't comprehend as human beings, like the angelic, like heaven and all that stuff. So that's why I kind of am so, like, nonchalant about things. I'm like, if I don't know it, I'm not supposed to meant to know it. So I'm just gonna go on about my life and enjoy it.
It's a beautiful way of living.
It is.
It is.
And two, I know, like, with Jason, I think this might be more evidence how, like you said, it's very weird how we're in these four walls and we're always in houses and we're building things. Mm-hmm. But, like, multiple, like, religions say that we're built in the Creator's image, and the only thing that differentiates us from other animals is we're the only ones that create. Just like the Creator created Earth and stuff, why do we create? Why do like monkeys not? It's because we're created in His image, and we create.
I would argue that humans created AI and artificial intelligence, and eventually, without us, robots will be able to create.
You think they're going to just take over?
I think it's going to evolve. They're going to produce. Everything's going to be automated. It's going to keep expanding, a never-ending.
But isn't that based on a human being's knowledge?
Originally.
Okay, you just think the evolving. I see.
Yeah, and then it could end up like Terminator and the robots end up destroying themselves anyway.
And I don't really know about that, Squid, because animals do create. I mean, they create homes for themselves. Birds build nests.
I think that's like basic necessity. We do art. Like, we build things because they look pretty. And we're curious. Like, we want to go to Mars and, like, build stuff. We want to go. Like, no one else is doing that.
Well, some of us. Not everybody.
Yeah, the animals aren't building rocket ships.
I see.
But they do within their own sphere of responsibility,
yeah,
I guess you could say. Except for cats. Definitely from Satan. You should believe that, Jason. Whether you believe in God or not.
But they're sucking your soul, so maybe they have things that we don't know.
More evidence. You have to have a soul to be sucked. Okay, we should really move
on. I'm going to isolate that one.
Absolutely. Please isolate it and let's move the hell on.
Yeah, please.
My brain hurts.
Not going to Mars. I'm not initially.
That will be the last time I bring that up, I swear.
Plus, any trip that's that long.
It's, yes.
With the way our attention spans are now.
But you'd be in space looking at everything.
But space,
and you would have no worries. What do you got to do? You just got to enjoy looking at space.
You
look at the stars
for 7 months.
If he went into space, he'd be like, my Wi-Fi doesn't work.
Yes. We all would be that way. And
you might have Wi-Fi.
And I would hope that if you're going on some sort of vessel, that it would have the best technology ever.
You would hope.
We're not sure about that. Like, we have like our engineers that work here. Like, I'm not sure.
You would somehow get like maybe directly over the line into space, and then because I know you, Jared, your spaceship would run out of battery.
Yeah, what?
And plummet to the earth.
Because I was in charge of charging it or something like that.
Yeah.
It said it was charging in last night.
Just float in space forever until I die. Right. Anyway.
Okay.
That'd be cool.